An Australian psychiatrist who specialises in child sexual abuse is just back from a special meeting with senior members of the Catholic Church in the Vatican. The Pope invited Associate Professor Brett McDermott to address his Advisory Council on Child Welfare and Development. He says Pope Francis received daily briefings about the forum. The meeting was told that the sexual abuse of children can cause brain damage as well as continuing psychological trauma. Here's Eliza Harvey.
The Catholic Church has a dark past when it comes to child sexual abuse. The failure to properly address paedophiles within its ranks has rocked the Church across the world. But in a sign it may be moving in a new direction under Pope Francis, the Vatican recently invited a range of health professionals to Rome for a briefing on child welfare and development. Brisbane-based psychiatrist Brett McDermott spoke to the forum about the effects of child sexual abuse.
So I thought it was actually very important for, you know, organisations like the Church, but also any other organisation who has dealings with children, to understand that there is now increasing neuroscience evidence of the potential for long-term damage from sexual abuse and physical abuse, emotional neglect, and even prejudicial parenting.
In years to come, doctors may be able to find scientific evidence to prove that someone was abused.
We're actually getting much closer to understanding how an acute